Beachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Watch this.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I was going to have my son on, but I think he's just distracted listening to some videos, which is fine. I don't want him to have to feel pressure to talk on the radio or nothing like that. He'd probably get a little nervous. But I'll probably have him on here soon. We get in the studio, have him get, you know, have his own mic. You want to get on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't unplug nothing coming from back there. All right, so I think him and I can get on here and talk a little bit. Here, pull your chair up so you can get on here. I'm going to give a couple stories, and then me and my son will jump into a conversation. Ohio, this is a pretty significant story, and I thought it was really good that they did this. And I'm surprised that the Republican vetoed the bill, which I'm glad that the Senate overrode him. Ohio banned gender-affirming care for minors, restricting transgender athletes despite GOP governor's veto. So Ohio banned the gender-affirming care for minors and restricted them for the women – restricted change to women and girls for participating in sports teams, clearly because it's unfair. The state Republican-dominated Senate voted to override Republican Governor Mike DeWine's veto on the bill. The new law bans sex reassignment surgery and hormone therapy for gender individuals under 18. The measure also banned transgender girls and women from girls and women's sports teams at both the K-12 and collegiate level, according to the Associated Press. Ohio has become the 24th state to have restrictions on transgender athletes. Arkansas and Tennessee were the first two states to put limits on gender medication treatment in the minors for minors back in 2021. At least 22 states have now passed laws restricting or banning sex reassignment treatment for transgender minors. Those including the majority of the states in the South, as well as a handful of states in the Midwest. According to the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ advocacy group in the United States, 35% of transgender youth live in the states that have passed bans on transgender medical treatment. In Florida, healthcare providers may be charged with a felony for sex reassignment treatment. The state ban also allows minors who were receiving puberty blockers or hormone therapy to continue with therapy. I think that's a pretty significant reality, but I also think it's a good segue into talking to a young man that's in this culture, growing up in this new reality. When I was my son's age, we never heard of this stuff. But unfortunately, it gets, you know, thrusted on to kids. And, you know, it's to me, it's unfair. So, if ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome my oldest son, my legacy, Mr. Caden Tatum. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I hear you. All right, so this is your first time being on a syndicated radio show, syndicated all over the country. So I'm not going to ask you too many crazy questions and get you all nervous. You look like you're poised, though, just like your daddy. So, you know, and when you go to school, are you seeing things like some of the things that I'm talking about? Are you seeing transgender kids and stuff at your school?
Yeah, for sure. There's a few in my school. Yeah.
So what does the school do about it? I mean, is the school advocating, or is the school fair to people who want to live that alternative lifestyle?
Yeah, my school, they don't have any special things for them. If I'm to be honest, I don't think they really care. I think they just let them be. They don't mess with them. But I definitely, there's been some, you know, pride flags in teachers' classrooms. You know, accept all flags, and it's not a problem, but there's some teachers who lean more to that transgender side.
Right, and with that, are there teachers who are on the other side in school that you see as well, like teachers who are more patriotic or more American flag, more, you know, on the what you would consider the right side? Do you see a balance in school?
Mostly, there's rarely any, you know, teachers who are more on the right side, but I've seen a few that try to hide it, you know. They'll usually hide it because, you know, most kids nowadays believe, you know, all this stuff, like more on the left side, so the teachers don't want to cause any problems with the students, so they'll usually hide it, but there's a few that lean to the right.
And this is just a fair observation. If a kid came out and said that they are supporting or they like Joe Biden, what would the response be at school? Just generically speaking.
I think people, like most kids now, just don't care. I think they'd be okay with it. I just honestly think in my level right now, most people wouldn't care. They'd just be like, oh, whatever.
If a kid came out and said he was a Trump supporter and he was a, you know, MAGA or something like that, would you being in the eighth grade, is there a response from young people if someone came out on that side?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, I sometimes I said it before. I try not to say it too much, but I'll be like, I think you know, even if you just say like Biden's, you know, even if you insult him or say something like, yeah, I don't really like Biden, there's gonna be some backlash, and they usually don't have a reason. They'll just be like, oh, Trump is so bad. Trump, you know, he's racist, or He's so racist, and they won't have a real reason. They'll just definitely say some random stuff. But there's backlash for saying it.
That's interesting, man. You know, I think that young people like you, there's really no place for political biases. There's really no place for any of that. I think that people should just be learning about school and education, and the mainstream media should be a secondary thought. You know, I don't tell you how to think. I don't tell you got to think like this, or you got to be a conservative. You know, I think that young people are smart enough to kind of figure this out without parental bias. Now, I know it's probably a little biased because I'm your dad, you know, and if you hear things that I say, or you know my perspective, maybe it can be influential. But, you know, I think it's important that parents let their kids figure it out on their own.
I agree.
I was going to ask you some more stuff outside of that because I didn't want it to be overtly political, but I wanted to get an observation from an eighth grader, because when I was in eighth grade, life was just different. I mean, people were different. We didn't have any of the transgender stuff. There was no Donald Trump and Joe Biden when I was in school. And so, but also school was a lot more strict.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, just in your experience, because you don't know what it was like when I was in school, but in your experience, do you think that school is strict enough or not strict enough? Or, you know, is it strict enough, or should they lay off it a little bit?
I think in some aspects, school is too strict, and then some aspects, so, like school is just, it's just they're too soft. They're way too soft. Way too soft.
Well, give me an example.
So, like, I think sometimes, like, you know, I'm gonna say a policy about, and this might seem one-sided, but I think the policy on phones. So we had a policy where you were allowed to have your phone for lunch, and when that policy was going on, lunch was perfect. Everyone was, you know, following the rules. Lunch was calm. Everyone was just chilling on their phone. You had a choice to go outside. And when they took that away, lunch got bad because people wanted to find something to do. So, you know, people were throwing food across the class, like throwing it across the lunchroom, getting up, going to the bathroom, crowding the bathroom. You know, they're basically just doing stuff they probably shouldn't be doing. And that was because phones were taken away. So, you know, people were once again were just trying to find something to do. And I think that's something they have to be less strict on because, like, they even get to the point where, like, they take it from you. And they'll take it for a day and your parents have to come pick it up. And that's how far they got.
Yeah, I think some of you little knuckleheads be doing too much on that phone. That's probably why they want to restrict it. You know, young people are, I see your point because you're in a different generation than I was in. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a cell phone. There was no such thing as a cell phone until I got in college. Like in 2005 was when maybe they had a regular generic cell phone. You didn't have a smartphone with apps and, so now you guys are entertained by these cell phones, which is a lot different of an experience.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions. I got 1 minute left, but I want to ask you a couple of questions about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what's your favorite sport?
Right now, my favorite sport has to be baseball.
Why?
I just find it so fun. You know, the adrenaline rush when you get a hit and you have to run to the base. It's so much fun. It's like the adrenaline just gets you going. It's awesome. That's my favorite part about it.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
Right now? Honestly?
I'll let you think about it. We ran out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hello?
Live in the pain-free ReliefFactor.com studios, this is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got my special guest in the house, my oldest son, my legacy, Mr. Caden Tatum. Caden, say what's up to the people.
What is up?
All right, so we were talking a little bit in the break. You gave an example of a part of school that you experienced. Obviously, you're in the eighth grade that you experienced that was they were a little too strict on the cell phone policy that they had, not allowing kids to kind of use their cell phone in their break time. But you also had an observation in the break that you told me about things that they need to be more strict on. And can you just explain what you were saying?
Yeah, so what I mean by too strict is, like, you know, they usually let kids walk all over them. And, like, we have one example, we have a dress code in our school, and nobody follows the rule. And they don't do anything about it either. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, yeah, you got to change. But 2 seconds later, they come back. They're still, you know, have it all out.
So you're saying that they need to be a little more strict on the dress code?
Yeah. But personally, I'm like, I don't care. Nobody really cares what anybody, like, wears. But it's like, if you're gonna make a rule, you should follow. You should, like, actually enforce it instead of just letting it be. Because, you know, I personally don't care what people wear. But it's like, if you're gonna make a rule, you just have to enforce it. You can't just, you know, just make a rule for no reason.
What about behavior in the classroom? Do you see the classroom being a place where teachers have control, or does it seem that the students have more control?
It almost seems like the students have more control, because basically just how the students act, you can tell that's the way the teacher acts. Like, that's the way the teacher's going to have to, you know, think about, how am I going to teach this class of kids? You know, they're rowdy, they're messy. How am I going to, you know, go along and teach them?
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think that schools should be a little more strict on, and I'm okay with them being strict, even on you. If the teachers were saying, look, you know, we made a policy, we put it in place, they're going to adhere to it, and if they get out of line, I'm going to call your daddy.
Yeah.
And so, I'll please call me, and I'm going to make sure that we fix that problem right away. I don't want them to let you run all over them when you're at school and not address it with the parents. So, let me move off that real quick. Let's go back to the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, baseball is your favorite sport.
Yeah.
I think that, obviously, you're incredibly talented in baseball. When you were 2 years old, you could hit a ball. I'll toss you the ball, you can hit it without even being on the tee at 2 years old. Who's your favorite player? Because I asked you before, but I know it's a hard thing. Maybe give me your top three.
Top three? Okay, so number one, because remember we went to that game and we saw, what's his name, Juan Soto, that one guy. I think after seeing him play, I was just like, wow, he's good, he's talented. I think he's my number one right now. My number two is Fernando Tatis Jr. But the reason he's number two is because he, like, got suspended. I don't know. I haven't done enough research to see, but supposedly he was using, like, steroids. And he had a pretty good, like, explanation. It seemed real. And I think he's just number two because he hasn't been playing recently, you know, when the season was going on. And number three, what is it?
What about that Asian guy?
Well, yeah.
I don't know his name. The dude that signed crazy.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani signed some nasty contract. What about him? Do you think he's a good player?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's hard being a pitcher and a batter. Yeah, I think he's amazing. Yeah.
Did he make your top three at least?
I don't really watch him enough. I don't really follow what he does, but I just, you know, once in a while I hear. Oh, I know who's gonna be my top three. He's a new player. I forgot his name though, but it's like, I think, I forgot.
What team you play for? You remember? Is he tall?
Yeah, he's tall. Remember?
Yeah, is he the guy that you told me about? He's tall. I think he got dreads or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still bases like nobody's business.
Right.
I forget his name though.
I think it's like something Cruz. I don't know.
Yeah. He was pretty good. So if you could drive any car you want, because you're probably a couple years away from getting a car. You ain't finna get your favorite car right away.
Yeah.
You gonna have to work for that thing. You're gonna be driving a Honda Civic. From 92, when you start to get your first car. But it's Ellie De La Cruz?
Yes.
Yeah, so he made your top three? Okay.
Yeah.
If you, your favorite car, what would your favorite car be?
Right now, my favorite car, honestly, what was it? When we were in the, oh, that's so hard.
It's a hard one. Let's see. I'll let you think about that one. Mm-hmm. What about your favorite subject in school?
I think history.
History.
Yeah.
My favorite subject was math. That's probably your least favorite.
That's what it used to be my favorite in elementary, but I just, as it got harder, it got less fun. I was like.
I always been mad. What about band, man? I know that you're in band. You enjoy that? Or is it
all right? Honestly, it gets old after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets old. It's not bad, but it's definitely not my favorite subject.
Yeah, interesting. I want to ask you a few other questions. Let's see. Who's the GOAT? Is it LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
I want to say Michael Jordan. Just because, like, he created, you know, he pretty much, you know, raised basketball up. He kind of created a culture, and, you know, the shoe that he made, Jordan, like, that's so popular now. I think he's the GOAT because he's not only a basketball, did he change things, but outside of basketball, he changed a lot of things and made, like, basketball the culture that it is, I think.
MJ, so you going with MJ.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I'm trying to think of some more questions to ask. It's kind of interesting in interviewing a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Especially because my son, I don't want to be biased. I'm trying to ask you some questions that are compelling without, because I already know the answer to probably a lot of these. Let's see, what's your favorite food? Genre. So is it Mexican food? Is it pizzas? Is it, you know, what's your favorite food?
I'm gonna have to go with Mexican food. They just have
really,
yeah. They just have so many good like dishes. I love tacos. That's like one of my favorite foods.
I figured because we just ordered Mexican food just right now. So what's your favorite drink?
Drink.
So is it Arnold Palmer? Is it lemonade? Is it Prime energy drink? You had 100 of them in your room.
Oh my!
What's your favorite drink? Like, if you could drink a particular drink right now, you're like, well, I just want to drink boba tea. You name it. What would be your drink?
I think it's gonna be boba tea. It's my favorite drink of all time.
Which boba tea flavor?
Oh, it's Oreo milk tea. But why it's my favorite is because they literally put like Oreos and, you know, the cream and stuff inside it, but it's still milk tea, so it's not even a smoothie. It's just like an Oreo drink. It's awesome.
Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm back again with my special guest, my youngest. He's still young, but he's my oldest. Mr. Caden Tatum, 8th grader, 13-year-old. I call him my legacy. Caden, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Hey, so great question. My producer wanted me to ask you this question, and I thought it was great to bring this up. People often say that, I'm trying to figure out how to frame this. People normally say that there's supposed to be a conversation had with children about dealing with police. Mm-hmm. Now, in your opinion, do you think that I need to have a different conversation with you as I would have with anybody else?
About police?
About how to deal with police.
Honestly, no. I mean, like as a kid and your parents telling you about police, there's no reason for them to tell you how to interact unless you're going to do something bad at that young age. I mean, like, I feel like there's no point in, you know, telling someone different about police, like, you know, maybe if you get pulled over, they're going to be, like, you know, racist towards you. I think that's just, like, a bull and it's passed on.
What would you do if you got pulled by police? How would you act?
I'd act like I'm supposed to, you know, listen to every instruction they give, not do anything extra, not do anything shady, and just follow what they want me to do. Simple as that.
How does a 13-year-old have that figured out? And grown men with degrees can't figure that out. I mean, you know, and of course you had an opportunity to see firsthand because I was a mm-hmm. police officer, but I mean, it's pretty clear. I mean, we don't even talk about this much often at all.
Yeah.
And I think it's just kind of common sense, right?
Right. And like, you know, a lot of these people say, oh, I'm scared to die. Like, you know, I'm scared to get shot by police. And if I'm being honest, if you don't want to die, just follow the rules. It's simple. Like, most of them, you know, they'll get weird, they'll get, like, you know, snappy and just act weird. It's like, now you're creating a bigger problem for yourself, and you have that chance of, you know, that happening if you act weird like that. And I think a lot of, like, you know, a lot of them, they tell their kid, like, they're worried that they're getting shot. And it's like, now you're going to make the kid act, you know, even weirder because they're gonna be like, oh, are you going to attack me, or you're gonna shoot me, like all that stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't be more right. That's why I don't. If I have anything to say to you about policing, it'd be a fair observation of what I would tell anybody else: is that follow instructions, do what they ask you to do, and you can always file a complaint. If they do something they ain't supposed to do, you listen to them first, and then you file a complaint.
Right.
You know, if you're a young kid like you and a cop do something they were not supposed to do, you follow what they do so you don't get into a confrontation. But then you come and tell your parents, like, hey, I interacted with this cop today and this cop did this.
Right.
Allow your parents to then take further steps, but you better not.
Yeah.
You know, think you're going to run from the police and do you because you're going to be in trouble with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got another question for you. You know, what is, in your opinion, the importance of having a father?
I think there's so many things that are important because, like, number one, like sports activities, like a lot of things. There's a lot of things that fathers can teach their kids about sports, playing activities, finding out what you love to do in life. I think that's a very important, like, that's one very important thing about a father. They teach you what you really enjoy most doing. And, like, second of all, I think it's super important because especially if you're a boy growing up, you look after your father to see, like, you know, how should I act? You know, most people get, like, with fathers, they get their personality from their father, just watching their, you know, watching what their dad does, watching what their, like, dad likes and everything, and they pick up on that, and that's where they learn most of stuff growing up.
That's interesting to hear you say it. I never asked you that question before. But, you know, obviously you're an intelligent young man. And I think you're right on the head. And that, as a father, that's why I do what I do. And I try to be a man of integrity and do the right things because I know you watching. Even if I can't see you watching, I know that you're picking up on things that I do, yeah. How I treat people. All of those things are really invaluable. We ran out of time. Y'all hold the phone. We'll be back after the break.
Live in the pain-free relieffactor.com studios, this is the Officer Tatum Show.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 stocks to buy and hold forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Bible.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it works well for you. Doctors developed Relief Factor because they were looking for a better alternative to deal with pain. Relief Factor has natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that really help your body's natural response to deal with inflammation. If you don't know about inflammation, Google inflammation and see the harmful effects of inflammation taking over your body without any defense. That's why you need to consider Relief Factor. And get started with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's 3-week quick start. You get it, take it, watch it work, order more. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor isn't just to feel better. It's not just for you to feel better. It's for you to live better, do the things you love with the people you love all the time. ReliefFactor.com. Go get you some today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give my son a break. It's his first time ever being on the radio. He made it. He could probably do the whole hour, but I don't want to, you know, push him too much. I want him to come back and be on the radio. Y'all give him a round of applause. I know y'all are driving in your car. Don't take your hand off the steering wheel and crash, but give him a round of applause. And a 13-year-old young man, bold enough to get on a syndicated radio show, did not prompt him on at least 6 of those questions. I didn't even prompt him on. He had no idea I was going to ask him. And so, shout out to my baby boy. All right, let's get back into these politics. I got a couple clips I want to play. Let's start with the most insane clip I've ever heard in my life is clip 7.
All right, out here, he's chopping tampons, but they don't have the tampons for men in yet. I'm gonna ask.
Hey, excuse me, sir. So I found your normal tampons, but I'm actually looking for tampons for men today. Where would those be at?
I'll get you one you got.
I got these.
Okay.
But I want the ones for men, not those.
I don't see the word woman on here. I think these are the ones for men.
No, you see how it's all like pink and purple? I'm not trying to pay the pink tax on this. I just want normal tampons. You know, like the ones marketed for men.
For men?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, they have to, right? Like, they got dude wipes. I want that, but, you know, for tampons.
For men?
Yeah.
You want tampons for men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you saying that you guys don't carry that?
I don't think we have those.
So, what you're saying is that you're not inclusive, or?
Definitely not. I think that.
I'm definitely not inclusive.
You need sex.
All right, I can't handle it no more, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all going to have to go look at that clip somewhere else. I can't handle it. Oh, my God. I hope this is a parody. So listening on the radio, you guys are probably confused because it sounds like a woman is asking about male tampons. And the reason that it's a woman, because it's a trans woman or a trans man. It's a woman that want to be a man. And the woman is still a woman. That's why she needs the tampons. But since she identifies a man, she thinks somehow Tampax and these other companies have to restructure their branding for one person, to have one for men. When I first heard it, I said, tampons for men? I mean, that sounds like if a man needs a tampon, he need to go to the hospital. Because if you bleeding, you probably finna die. Women, that's natural. Men, you finna die. You need to go to the hospital. You don't need to be going to no store. You need to get you a quick clot gauze, or you need to get you a tourniquet or something else, because getting a tampon is not going to work for you. But I'm thinking it's a parody, because it has to be a parody. No human being is that ignorant to say something that crazy. And see, I think the person is trolling because they're showing how ridiculous this is. You know, they have, like, for instance, they ask these politicians and people to say, can men give birth? And they go, yeah. Or they go, I don't know. It's like, what are you even saying? You guys are being disingenuous at best. But that had to be one of the craziest TikToks I heard. Here's another TikTok. Let's roll clip 6. Clip six.
Utilizing it's kind of like.
Every single day I become a bigger advocate for raising children in groups of three or more because, like, I get there are lots of people who are very happily single parenting or raising their children as twosomes. That's great for you. But for those of you thinking about doing something different, I just want you to know, like, it is possible to do so because there is no representation of us, right? There's no Bluey episode about the kid with three parents. But we're out here just doing our thing. And in our case, a single parent by choice teamed up with an existing couple. We decided to make a kid together and raising that kid as a group. You could be in a romantic couple. You could be three best friends. You could have more adults involved if you want to, so long as you're all committed to this child-rearing thing. And certainly it takes some extra negotiating, right? The more people you have, the more opinions you have. And we had to have some hard talks about things like who was going to be genetically related to our child and who wasn't. That was tricky. But also it was kind of just a moment in time in comparison to the 18-plus year commitment that is raising a human being and putting them out into the world. Because, oh my gosh, raising kids is so much work. And it kind of reminds me of the early days of like union organizing where people were fighting for an 8-hour workday so that they could have 8 hours of rest and then 8 hours of daily life. Like, that's what we need as a parenting group. So right now, my husband is at work making a paycheck. My co-parent is at the daycare center with our kid, and I'm about to have a nice cup of coffee and go work on my novel. And that is what works for us. And we're still so tired at the end of the day that sometimes we're like, gosh,
oh my God, I can't do it.
Person involved here.
I can't do it. Please, please stop him. My ears are bleeding. First of all, a truffle is sin. You're going straight to hell talking about truffling. And it's crazy to me because these people default to the government every single time they have an issue. It's called ignorance and a lack of understanding history. If you, first of all, and then also a truffle is like completely traumatizing the children. Like, how do you explain to a child that relationship dynamic? And then if y'all break up, because 50% of all marriages end in divorce anyway, so y'all break up, how y'all gonna split that up? How does a truffle break up? Two people break up with one person? Or do all three of y'all break up with each other? And then when y'all go y'all separate ways and y'all leave a child with whoever you leave them with, how do they pay child support? Do they share it in threes? It's people crazy. Now, in America, you do whatever you want to do. I think a truffle is actually illegal. I don't know. I guess you can't marry three people. Two other people.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain. Lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a caller calling in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Here from, I'm here in the Seattle office. It's pretty interesting being in this city. Let me bring in Charles from California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, Officer Tatum. I was thinking about that men having babies and all that stuff. They think because they can clone people, now they're going to have a man have a baby, and they want to do everything that nature can do. Yeah, with your son, I can understand what he's going through, and they're trying to take free speech away from our children like they're trying to take away from us.
100%. I talk to my son about these things often. At least I ask him. I try to prime him. Hey, what are they talking about in school? What are they doing this and that? And it's sad to hear from a young eighth grader that if you are a conservative, you get bludgeoned and abused. In some cases, just like the adults do, it's like passed down to the children that you can't be a Trump supporter, or you can't do that, or they'll demonize you and bully you. It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy everything they're doing. I mean, they didn't take prayer out of school and everything else, and now they're putting this mess in. And it's ridiculous. Anybody with common sense know that it's not right. And I listen to your son. He knows right and wrong, you know. But like he said, I'll be condemned if I speak up. But you know what? That's why people don't like Trump.
100%. Charles, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, you know, but, you know, I teach my son, too, and I think every father should do this for their son, is say, man, you say what you want to say, you know, and I got your back. If you give an honest opinion about how you feel and you do it in good faith, and somebody, a teacher, get mad at you, I'm coming up there. You're not going to bully my kid and do nothing like that. Now, if he acting out, he's not acting in good faith, and he's doing something to bully another person. I don't care what the situation is. I don't believe in the bullying thing. So you don't bully people. You don't treat people poorly. You treat everybody with dignity and respect. And so, yeah, I'll have a problem with that. I'll understand if they want to do that. But if my son is just giving his expressed opinion about LGBTQ stuff or whatever that opinion is, He should have the right to do that, even if they disagree with him. You know, and I make it a point not to try to tell my son how to think. I do not tell him how to think. I don't say you should think like this. You need to be like this. And I often let my son talk, and I just listen to what he's saying. And my son is literally, I mean, it could be because we share the same DNA, but my son got common sense. I mean, I remember when he was really little and he was like, Dad, why are Black Lives Matter protesting in Phoenix? I thought the guy got shot in the other state. And I mean, he was like, 8. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.